Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I wonder if we can lift that up just one more quick moment to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. If we can lift our voices in this place one more time this morning. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. We worship you, God. Just for a quick moment, I'm going to do something that I haven't really done in quite some time. A lot of times, used to, God would speak to me through song. I'm not a singer. I used to play a little bit on the drums. I don't anymore. But I like to listen to music. My problem is I get so behind the times in music that I don't know what's the new stuff anymore, so I just wait for the praise team to sing it, and then I put it on my playlist and I listen to it. However, I've got one today that they don't sing yet. Maybe they sing it. I don't know. I'm going to let you be seated for just a moment. We'll get to our offering here in just a second. I don't know if any of you have heard the song At the Altar. I'm going to reference the song first, and then I'm going to read a very familiar scripture to you. It's in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, verse number 37. It says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." It's very familiar scriptures. We hear it all the time. And all too often we may refer to these scriptures in Bible study, in people's homes. I rejoice in this week alone being able to be in Bible study with five different people. I was in Bible study with a family that I am working for. Their daughter was supposed to be here with me today, and the mom was supposed to come. The father is now coming back from being backslidden. I rejoice that backsliders are coming home to stay. We oftentimes, going back to this, refer back to these scriptures in all of these Bible studies, and people hear it, well, all these apostolic people refer back to these. Well, I can tell you that one thing that they just may not be able to understand is that part, repent. When they ask, what shall we do to be saved? And we say, well, you must repent. Well, how do I repent? I come to you today with one word, and it's honesty. In this song, At the Altar, there's a moment there's a line in the song that says, don't make it perfect, just let it be honest. We deal with a broken world. We deal with people that go through things day to day. We walk across the aisles at Walmart and pass by backsliders. We pass by people that are hungry for the Word. And all they need is for us to be honest and for them to be honest with us and God. And if you have a moment in your life, if you just need to be honest with God this morning about anything, you can do that this morning. You don't have to be perfect. The things that you're dealing with, there's another line, a couple lines that's in this song. I looked it up just so that I know what the words say. Come lay your broken dreams down at the altar, and every victory at the altar. Fear and anxiety cannot live here. There is no waste at the altar. When you put yourself in the altar with God, it does not matter what you feel about yourself. If you feel worthless, if you feel that you are no good, there is no waste in the altar of God. There is no waste in the altar of God. You can bring the most broken things in life to God, and He can make it whole. He can make it new. If you are broken this morning, I ask you to be honest with God. If you have a sickness, if you have any type of anything that the adversary may be piling on you, or whatever it may be honest with God this morning. honesty. Don't be selfish. Be honest with God this morning. I want to open it up. I know typically this might be the moment for offering and we can worship through our offering, but if you would stand with me this morning, I want to make sure that I don't pass by the opportunity for God to move into this place once again. As you lift your hands this morning and lift your voices once more. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's lift our voices in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. I want to tell you something real fast. And if Sister Chloe, if you're okay, can I share a minute for a second? Because my wife, I'm mad at my wife right now, by the way, just so y'all know. This is not to pin a halo on my head, okay? I'm not trying to pin roses where they don't belong or anything like that. Nearly three years ago, I guess, my wife can correct me on this, but my cousin got diagnosed with cancer. We were laying in the bed at like 10, 11 o'clock at night when we got the phone call that says Eli's been diagnosed with stage 4 rhabdomyosarcoma cancer. Everybody was looking down. He's not expected to live very long. Okay? And laying in the bed that night, I have no problem with having high faith. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, you could come to me with some of the worst situations in life, and I'm going to look at you straight in the face, and I'm going to say, it's okay. I have no problem with faith. But in that moment, I felt such a boldness of faith when they told me that my cousin had stage 4 cancer. I called Brother Rick and Sister Deborah not too long after that, maybe like the next day or so. And time goes on. He's cancer-free. He's stayed cancer-free for near a year now. Praise God. But that's just one thing. And I've asked the youth, and I know I'm probably taking a little bit too much time. I'm sorry. I've asked the youth, what is your inspiration for why you do what you do and why you live the way that you live? There's one of my inspirations, because I've watched a God do miracles in my family and in this church. There's one of my inspirations. I'm about to give you another inspiration of why I stand right here in the pulpit of my pastor and I speak to you the things that I speak. Sister Chloe, just tell me to shut up if I need to, okay? A little while ago, Sister Chloe and Brother Matthew, they come up for prayer about a situation. And I told them that when they come to this with this situation, I felt the same exact boldness as what I did laying in my bed that night that my cousin got diagnosed with cancer. When we got informed of that, I had the same exact boldness and faith in believing that the situation that was at hand was going to change. Now here's the part that I'm mad about my wife about. She's known. Pretty sure. Yeah. She's known. Not only has she known, I even come up here, I think it was Sunday, and I told Sister Chloe, I still believe with the same boldness and the same power and the same faith that that situation was going to change. And then Pastor gets up here and informs us. Now here I am listening to the voice of God. I got the same boldness and the same faith that I've had when the most crucial thing, the worst C word in the book, I've got the same faith and the same boldness about her situation of having a child. They prayed. I'm sure there's been some fasting. But God has come through once again, and He has touched what seems to be like a barren situation. And I know that there are other barren situations in life and in people across this room, but I feel it so strongly. Do not let your dreams of having children be demolished. Spiritually and physically, because we are in the time of this world when there needs to be an army rise up. And the only way you can continuously keep an army is when you keep feeding it with the people of God, whether it's young children with the Most High faith, or whether we get backsliders coming back home, or whatever it may be. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Be honest with God about your situations. He cannot, He can. He's God. He knows all. He can do all. But He does not come and tear down your walls unless you're willing to give them to Him. Allow God to work in your situation. Allow God to work in your situation. We're going to return our tithing and offering this morning. If we can pull up our decree. And once again, I want to remind you before we read this, and I noticed it the other day when Pastor did this decree. He put down his microphone, and I heard the church above the minister, and that made me feel so good. When you declare this decree, I want it to be the same way now as it was the other day, because when you make the declaration, don't let it just be half-hearted. Let it be with the boldness and the faith that God can and will even heal the stage 4 cancer or open up barren wombs or whatever it may be. That's the faith you need to have when you declare this decree. And we're going to do that now.